Right. Thank you. And in relationship specifically to supports and legal access for migrant women, there are a range of ways that we can offer in New Zealand access to justice and support for migrant, particularly migrant women and victims of violence. Obviously, we have our victim support services nationwide that provides general victim services for migrant and refugee women, and legal aid is available. And I mentioned earlier today about the increase in provision to a further 93,000 people under that. We also have victims of family violence resident visa holders are now a priority under the migrant settlement strategy, meaning that they're prioritised under the monitoring and reporting framework, which helps us to inform decisions where services and funding are needed. And also from 2025, we're looking to do a full review of the mix of those services and how they're being supported, which is really underpinning that strategy. We also have a range of information on our immigration website, but also through NGOs and other supports. And I know we have a number of those here joined with us today as well, in terms of specific specialist services for violence against women for migrant and ethnic communities. We have had some improvements to the family violence visa pathways to permanent residency. And so we have the special visa category, victim of family violence residence visa. And so if your immigration status relies on an abusive partner who is a New Zealand citizen or resident, you can prove that you're unable to return to your home country, then you can apply for that visa. In 2023, this was expanded to include victims with a partnership-based visa with another temporary migrant, because we understood that that was a crack in the system for which people were suffering. And so those changes have been made. No recent changes have been made to the resident visa, however. A review of immigration settings for migrant victims, particularly of family violence, may be considered as part of a broader work program on immigration settings for families in 2026. So we look forward to being able to provide further outputs and information from there. Outputs and information